The Fables of La Fontaine by Jean de La Fontaine. Translated from the French by Elisia Wright. The City Rat and the Country Rat. A city rat one night did, with a civil stoop, a country rat invite to end a turtle soup. Upon a turkey carpet they found the table spread, and sure I need not harp it how well the fellows fed. The entertainment was a truly noble one, but some unlucky cause disturbed it when begun. It was a slight rat-tat that put their joys to rout. Out ran the city rat, his guest too scampered out. Our rats but fairly quit, the fearful knocking ceased. "Return we," cried the cit, "to finish there our feast." "No," said the rustic rat, "tomorrow dine with me. I'm not offended at your feast so grand and free, for I've no fair resembling, but then I eat at leisure, and would not swap for pleasure so mixed with fear and trembling." The Frog That Wished to Be as Big as the Ox. The tenant of a bog, an envious little frog, not bigger than an egg, a stately bullock spies, and, smitten with his size, attempts to be as big. With earnestness and pains, she stretches, swells, and strains, and says, "Sis Frog, look here, see me. Is this enough?" "No, no." "Well then, is this?" "Po-po, enough, you don't begin to be." And thus the reptile sits, enlarging till she splits. The world is full of folks of just such wisdom. The lordly dome provokes the cit to build his dome. And really, there is no telling how much great men set little ones a-swelling. The Council Held by Rats. Old Rodillard, a certain cat, such havoc of the rats had made, 'twas difficult to find a rat with nature's debt unpaid. The few that did remain, to leave their holes afraid, from usual food abstain, not eating half their fill. And wonder no one will, that one who made of rats his revel with rats passed not for cat, but devil. Now, on a day, this dread rat-eater, who had a wife, went out to meet her, and while he held his caterwauling, the unkilled rats, their chapter calling, discussed the point in grave debate, how they might shun impending fate. Their dean, a prudent rat, thought best and better soon than late to bell the fatal cat, that, when he took his hunting round, the rats, well cautioned by the sound, might hide in safety underground. Indeed, he knew no other means, and all the rest at once confessed their minds were with the dean's. No better plan, they all believed, could possibly have been conceived. No doubt the thing would work right well, if anyone would hang the bell. But, one by one, said every rat, "I'm not so big a fool as that." The plan, knocked up in this respect, the council closed without effect. And many a council I have seen, or reverend chapter with its dean, that thus resolving wisely, fell through like this precisely. To argue or refute, wise counsellors abound. The man to execute is harder to be found.